My name is Shin Young Park, and I'm a leader here at New Philadelphia Hongdae. I recently came back from a week-long mission trip to Borneo, Malaysia. I will be sharing our team's field report and my mission's testimony with you today. So I start first with the field report. From January 26, 2015 to February 2, 2015, our team ministered in the state of Sarawak on the island of Borneo in the nation of Malaysia. During our time in Sarawak, we worked closely with Pastor John Mutang, our local contact through Native Partners for World Missions. We had an opportunity to travel to 10 Native longhouse communities where we got to pray for over 100 families and witness 80 cases of physical healing. During our house visits, we were even able to lead one person to Christ. One of our more dramatic healing testimony was of a woman who was completely paralyzed on her left side. Through the prayers of the saints, she ended up gaining mobility in her limbs. Praise the Lord. Our mission field in Sarawak has over 48 longhouse communities, yet many of them are unreached. Our local contact, Pastor John, has been working in the area for over 30 years and is the lead pastor of Becca's Church, which oversees 9 longhouse communities. Our ministry with Pastor John in the longhouses was marked with a lot of quality time. We drank lots and lots of Malaysian tea, coffee, and Milo, and also danced a lot. We got to participate in the culture dance of the Iban tribe while also teaching them our own VBS dances. As we gained trust and deepened our relationship with the local people, the Lord released an abundance of joy, healing, and restoration. God revealed His healing power everywhere we went and marked 2 church services in particular with a real outpouring of the Holy Spirit. While being fully present with the longhouse people, the team was also very intentional to honor Pastor John and the other local ministers every chance we got. Even after we returned home, they are the ones continually sowing into God's precious ministry in the mission field. God is truly doing an amazing work in Malaysia. He is breaking off the bondage of generational occultic practices. He is setting people free, both in the spirit and in their physical bodies. We believe that as the Lord continues to empower His people in Borneo, there is a coming transformation for the entire nation of Malaysia. Thank you so much for your prayers and finances in making this trip possible. I'll now share my personal testimony. I have a big heart for mission, so I felt honored and privileged to go. I signed up for mission because I wanted to catch God's heart. Before I go on, I should share that my full-time job is to oversee ODA projects among developing countries. ODA stands for Official Development Assistance. It is a term widely used as an indicator of international aid flow. Through funds provided by the Korean government, our organization focuses on healthcare services, and I do mobile clinic projects with 4 African countries. Growing up, this was my dream job. I always wanted to visit many mission fields with professional expertise in one hand and the gospel message in the other. However, the reality was so different. My business trips ended up being full of intense work and emotionally draining fights. This is why I was really looking forward to this mission trip. I wanted God to show me what it's like to live, think, and love like a missionary. I wanted to get some answers so these ODA business trips would become trips to glorify God and bless His people. And God was so faithful to answer. God showed me that the first key to glorifying Him in the mission field is relationship. Our team was amazed and blessed by Pastor John. The longhouses he ministered is 10 to 15 homes connected by a porch. So in one longhouse, there are at least 50 people living together as a community. Pastor John's ministry is all about relationship. He visits the longhouses, has tea and snacks with the families, plays instruments and dances with them, listens to their stories, and prays for them. He has such a big fatherly heart. He has so much patience and genuine love, but also a lot of spiritual authority. Through the seeds he has sown, many people have opened up and met Jesus Christ. Among the longhouse tribes, there is a lot of spiritual warfare because of generations of occultic practices. But through Pastor John's ministry and authority, people have been healed, delivered, and now live in Christ's full freedom. One word of advice given by Todd, our team preacher, helped me to see how I could apply the importance of relationships to my work. Todd shared that even though Pastor John's ministry might not be a fire-filled, dynamic ministry like New Philly, our mission in Borneo is an extension of Pastor John's ministry. So we all took more careful notice of how Pastor John ministers. He is fully present with each person. He doesn't strive at all. He has full faith in the power of God to heal, deliver, and set free. He is so relational. This challenged and encouraged me a lot. I started my ODA work wanting to serve the least and the weakest. But as time went on, the work became all about finishing the project successfully. It was no longer about the people. But through Pastor John, the Longhouse families, and my team members, I learned so much about deeply connecting with God's people and loving on them. It is through relationship that there is lasting fruit. God was showing me what it means to not just be a worker, but to truly be His minister. The second key that God gave me for glorifying Him in the mission field is the power of the Holy Spirit. The Korean churches I grew up attending were very closed and cautious with the Holy Spirit. So I wanted to personally experience miracles and supernatural works to testify to my Korean friends that Holy Spirit is real and that we can do greater things in Him. God honored this desire, but in a way that I didn't expect. Before the first evening service, God asked me, "Are you ready?" I said, "Yes, are you?" He replied, "I've been ready for so long time." I was excited to see the Holy Spirit move powerfully like we read in Ezekiel. I wanted the water of God's presence to pour out up to people's ankles, their knees, waist, chest, neck, to the top of their head. But at the first service, the Holy Spirit didn't show up in the powerful way that I desired. I was a little frustrated. But the Lord said, "Shinyoung, there needs to be time for this to sink in. Don't worry. I've started the good work." At the next evening service, God's presence was powerful, but I knew there was still more. I'd faith that all the prayers I sought in before this mission's trip would be fulfilled. So each time there were rainstorms outside in the jungles of Borneo, I prayed that Holy Spirit would fall like rain in our services. And God is faithful. As the team continued to minister faithfully, we saw more and more testimonies of physical healings. As people were confirming their healing after I laid hands and prayed for them, my faith started to rise up. On our second to last day of ministry, we even saw a partially paralyzed grandma start to move her limbs. God is so good. Finally, the time came for our last service, a Sunday service. I knew this was the day. I knew Holy Spirit was going to touch people's heart the most powerful on this day. And after the message, even before the altar call, my heart was getting filled with God's heart for the Borneo people. As congregation members were lining up at the altar to receive the Holy Spirit, I burst into tears and couldn't stop. His presence was so thick in that sanctuary. God's love for His children is so deep. Holy Spirit was encountering everyone. Each time I laid hands and prayed for somebody, we would both start crying and weeping together. It was beautiful to witness how the Lord was moving and revealing His loving heart. And it was in this moment that God showed me that what could be accomplished through His Holy Spirit. Whenever there is God's presence, creation meets their creator, and there is able to be a lasting fruit in the mission field. Now that I'm back in Korea, the verse that I'm still holding on to for both the Borneo mission and my own full-time work is Isaiah 59:11-12. "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairers of broken walls, restorers of streets and dwellings." As the Lord continues to move in Borneo, I'll be taking the lessons that I learned to my next work assignment in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Luanda. I'm truly excited. I know this trip will be different from the previous ones. As I walk in relationship with the Holy Spirit and in relationship with His people, I know God will give me the grace to do my work as His minister. My work is an act of worship to Him. Whether we are full-time pastors or lay leaders, we are all called to be ministers. I'm honored that I have been called to a lifelong partnership with the Lord. Thank you once again for all your prayers and support. God bless you.